我们上个礼拜在这里讲到耶稣基督被带到比拉多的面前。
Last week I started here that Christ Jesus brought to Pontius Pilate.
这一段的时间不是太短的。
This time is not short time.
因为到了第十九章有一节提到的时候。
Because when it comes to chapter 19, there's a verse that mentioned.
他说那时又有五正第十四节。
And which means it's about midnoon. That's on verse number 14.
五正我们的观念就是中午十二点太阳高高挂在天上。
Midnoon meaning that the sun is right in the middle of the sky.
它其实不是这个意思。
Actually, it's not that meaning.
这个五正是什么意思
？What is that midnoon?
耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的是九点。
Because Jesus was crucified on the cross at 9 a.m.
所以这里的午正不是我们中午的午正。
So that midnoon is not our midnoon.
上一次我对你们讲，犹太人是从太阳下山开始算一天。
I explained to you last week that the Jews count the days at beginning on the 6 p.m.
这里的午正呢，可能就是今天我们早上的六点钟。
That it could be the 6 a.m. of today.
那这样呢？如果在早上六点钟的时候
So if it's 6 a.m.
那耶稣已经被鞭打了
That Jesus was whipped
被定罪了
He was condemned
那他就被带去背十字架到哥哥他九点定的时候这是很合理的
And he was asked to take the cross at 9 o'clock in Golgotha He was crucified That is still reasonable
比拉多跟耶稣见面一生只有这一次
Pontius Pilate holding this time to meet Jesus Christ
而且这完全不是他的计划
And totally it is not his plan
因为比拉多从来没有想要见耶稣
Because Pontius Pilate had never planned to meet Jesus
他只忙着他的事情
He only busy with his own things
他只注意他的事业
And pay attention to his own career
他每天要想要做的事情多得不得哪里还有机会去看什么叫做耶稣这个人
There's so many things that he's busy with in the day How can he have a chance to plan to see Jesus?
但耶稣对他的重要性不是他自己会发现
But the significant importance of Jesus to him is not something that he can discover
上帝真的给比拉多有机会见耶稣
And God allowed Pontius Pilate to have a chance to meet Jesus
但比拉多从来也没有觉得他见到耶稣对他有什么重要
And Pontius Pilate had never pondered that to meet Jesus was significant in his life
这是很可惜很可惜
This is something so pitiful
在圣经里给我们看见耶稣见尼哥底母只有一次
In the Bible it allows us to see that Jesus met Nicodemus only once
耶稣基督见撒该只有一次
And Zacchaeus also once
耶稣见那个少年官只有一次
And so the young officer Jesus met him only once
耶稣见比拉多也只有一次
Jesus met Pontius Pilate also once
但是一刹那的见面
But that momental kind of encounter
改变了尼哥底母一生一世的日子
It changed the whole life of Nicodemus
这一刹那的见面
And that momentary meeting
改变了撒该整个家庭的生活
Change the life of the family of Zacchaeus
以少年官见了面的那一次
And that momentary meeting of that young officer
少年官完全不要接受耶稣对他劝的话
Totally he doesn't want to receive the word of God
这样子永远失去
So forever he was lost
比拉多也是如此
Pontius Pilate is the same
当比拉多问耶稣说你是犹太人的王吗
When Pontius Pilate asked Jesus Are you the king of Jews
他根本不是要明白
He doesn't want to understand.
他不是要问你真的是犹太人。
He doesn't understand. Truly, are you the king of the Jews?
他不过是要看耶稣基督如果敢讲他是王，就证明他是背叛罗马帝国。
It is only when he wants to prove that if Jesus does say I'm the king of the Jews, he rebels against the Roman.
如果耶稣自己讲我是王，比拉多就可以杀死他。
If he, Jesus Christ, were to admit that he is the king, then he could be killed.
但耶稣说呢，我的国不属于这世界。
But Jesus said, my kingdom doesn't belong to this world.
所以他如果做王，根本不是要在这个世界上做一个这个国家的王。
So if he were the king, he is not the king of the earth.
所以呢，比拉多就认为这个根本对罗马帝国不构成威胁。
So then Pontius Pilate thought Jesus doesn't threaten the Roman Empire.
那么他说你是王吗
？So he asked, are you the king?
耶稣说我是王。
You say, I am.
这是你讲的。
You say it.
但我不否认。
But I did not deny.
基督在最紧要关头，他绝对不会躲避责任。
In the most critical moment, he was not evasive.
虽然他一定要死，他还照样照事实讲话，没有一句谎言。
Even though he must die, but in truth that he proclaimed himself.
但耶稣基督很清楚他的使命是什么。
So Jesus knew his destiny.
所以他说，为做王，我被生下来。
He said, I was born as a king.
而特别为做 做真理的见证。
And especially as a witness for the truth.
王是生在王宫的。
King to be born in the palace.
过一个优越的生活。
To lead a very easy life.
山珍海味，绫罗绸缎，铺壁成群。
And put also good clothing, eat good food, and so had many servants.
耶稣基督生作王。
But Jesus was born to be king.
他是做出工，在木匠的家庭里面长大。
But he was born in a carpenter's home and grew up from there.
所以耶稣基督在劳苦。在忧患的中间长大
So it is in sorrow and labor that he grew up
为什么呢
Why
我有时候想为什么耶稣是选在木匠的家里面长大
Many times I think why is Jesus born into the house of a carpenter
因为他要操练他的身体壮到一个地步可以为人受最大的痛苦最多的鞭伤还有能力支撑下去
Because I know that he is to be trained to have a good body built up so that he can bear all the suffering and whipping and crucifixion on the cross.
单单这件事我就曾经想了我思想主为什么选做木匠我流过眼泪
Even upon this thing I thought why Jesus became a carpenter I shed my tears
我们这一生呢
We our whole life
怎样默想耶稣
How that we meditate about Jesus Christ
都没有办法完全明白他对我们的爱是多深
We cannot fully comprehend how deep his love to us is
有一天我们到天上
One day when we go to heaven
我们才知道我们对主的认识实在太少
Then only we know the knowledge of us to him is so little
有的人不但对他不认识
Even for some not only do not understand aboutJesus Christ, 而且
是故意误会他
It's intentively they also want to misunderstand him
故意气解他
And also they want to misunderstand him
故意抵挡他
And go against him
所以这些的罪是多重的
So these people are so sinful
上帝对我们的爱这么大
God's love to us so big and great
我们对他的了解是这么的肤浅
But our understanding to him is so shallow
耶稣基督选择木匠的家庭
Jesus chose to be born in a carpenter's home
操练自己
To train his body到
三十岁的时候
so at the age of 30,
他才出来做基督的工作
he then also ministered in the work
为什么三十岁
why 30 years old
因为祭司在三十岁以前是不可以就职的
because this priest could not be ordained before they are 30 years old
你按一个人做祭司一定要等他三十岁才可以按他
if you were to ordain someone to be a priest you must wait until the age of 30
所以基督是完全照着律法的要求一点也不违背的。
Christ Jesus totally according to the demand of laws, he doesn't go against the law.
他以健壮的身体
with a well-built body,
走入各城各乡传道。
He traveled to all cities to preach the gospel.
医好凡被魔鬼吓制的人
and to heal those who are bound by Satan.
他叫瞎子看见
and so the blind could see.
他叫耳聋听见
the deaf could hear.
他叫瘸腿的行走
the lame also can walk.
他叫驼背的伸直
those who are hunchback could be straightened.
三次叫死人复活
three times he raised up those who are dead.
所以这些神迹
so all these miracles.
一共行了三次五次
35 miracles
足够使人认为这就是上帝在人间
It is enough to cause people to know that this is God who lives among us
去年圣诞节我在鸿雁堂讲神在人间的题目
Last Christmas I was preaching on God in our midst in the PGRM
我们知道怎么知道耶稣基督就是神在人间
How do we know that Jesus Christ is God among us
因为他讲的话不是人的口可以讲的话
Because what he has spoken and uttered is not something that can come from the lips of man or man
因为他所显出来的爱不是人的生命可以显出来的
Because the love that he manifested is not something that can come from human souls
因为他过了圣洁生活不是普通的人可以达到圣洁的境界
Because he lived a very holy life not something that humankind could reach
在他身上所运行出来的能力不是人可以达到的能力
And also the power that emits from him is not a power that can come from mankind
他所讲的话不是人的口可以讲的话
The word that he asks after is not something that can come from lips of humankind
他所行的神迹不是先知能行的神迹
The miracle that he performs is not something a prophet can perform
所以呢神迹这个字呢
So miracle is what
原来的意思就是记号
In the original word it means sign
什么叫做神迹呢
What are miracles
就是神的记号
And that is the sign of God
耶稣行神迹的时候
Jesus when he performs miracles
就是把他是神的记号在地上
He manifests his sign as God upon us in humankind.
但是这位到人间来的神
But this God who come to humankind
是一个降卑到最谦卑最谦卑的地位。
He humbled himself is so humiliated.
他比所有的君王更尊贵。
As compared to all other kings, he is more honored.
但是他可以跟最穷的人坐在一起。
But he can sit together with those poorest.
他是创造天地的上帝。
He is the God who created heaven and earth.
但他经验摸着那大马蜂的手。
But he was permitted to touch the hand of the leper.
他是天上天使敬拜的君王。
He is the king worshipped by the angels above.
他到人间身在动物马槽的人。
But when he came to humankind, he was born in a manger.
这个人没有办法明白的
事。Man cannot understand it.
虽然如此
even though so,
他好像出身卑微。
It looks as if he was born lowly.
人可以看不起他。
The man can despise
him. 但是他行了35次神迹的时候。
But when he performed 35 miracles,
就一而再再而三把上帝的记号显明出来。
Once and again, he manifested him as a sign of God.
所以你看见他行神迹的时候，你就知道这是上帝在人间。
So when you see him performing miracles, you know that this is God living among us.
这是孔子、孟子、墨色迦牟尼、穆罕默德从来没有做的事情。
This is something Confucius mentions secondly, and also Muhammad has never done.
The miracle, the sign, and the wonders.Are the signature of God Himself on this earth.
他自己所行的神迹奇事，乃是神自己的签名记号在地上。
上帝在地上
签的记号。The God upon the earth, His signature.
通过耶稣行的。
Through Jesus that it was manifested.
但是很奇怪的。
But strange enough,
这些犹太人没有因为他有上帝的记号而认出他是谁。
These Jews, not because he has a sign of God, they didn't recognize him.
他们只有说，这个不是木匠的孩子吗？
They said, isn't he the son of a carpenter?
这个不是穷的家庭出身？
Isn't he coming from a poor home?
这个不是拿撒勒长大的？
Isn't he grew up from Nazareth?
这不是加利利人？
Isn't it Galilean?
你去查就是加利利从来没有出过先知。
Go and check, has never a prophet come from Galilee.
我告诉你，
I tell you,
今天的社会，
today the society,
很势利眼。
They also want to watch with their eyes.
看你穿的是名牌，对你就好一点。
If you have a good brand, they want to respect you.
看你开的是好车，就尊重你。
If you have a good car, they respect you.
我一生不要这样做人。
I don't want to be such.
我对最贫穷的人，我还是尊重。
To the most lowly one, I respect them.
我对人家看不起的人，我还是尊重。
To those people that people despise, I respect them.
因为每一个人的里面有上帝给他做人的尊严。
Because for everyone, there's a dignity built in them by God.
所以保罗说的。
So Paul said,
我曾经用外貌看基督。
I have using the outward appearance to judge Jesus.
如今我不是如此。
But now no more.
耶稣说你们不要用外貌看人。
And Jesus said, do not look at others outwardly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
犹太人把他带到比拉多面前。
The Jews, when they brought him to Pontius Pilate,
原来他们自己已经问他了。
They actually have asked him questions.
你是上帝的儿子吗？
Are you the son of God?
耶稣说是。
Jesus said, yes.
你说的是。
What you say is true.
原来的意思是照你所说的。
And originally question, according to what you say.
这是你所讲的。
You say it.
你自己的口讲出来的。
You say with your own lips.
我是上帝的儿子。
I am the son of God.
虽然你看我不像。
Even though you look at me, I'm not like one.
现在不像。
Not like one.
但是有一天。
But one day.
你们的亲眼看见人子从天降临。
With your own eye, you will see the Son of Man coming down from heaven.
驾着天上的云。
And so with the clouds.
跟诸圣者一同来到。
With all the saints, he descends.
所以当祭司长听见这句话。
So when high priest heard this,
他就把衣服把它撕破了。
He tore his gown.
这是犹太人最悲哀的时候才做的事情。
This is the moment whereby the Jews the settlers, then they will do such wise.
衣服撕裂以后
With his gown he tore it
他讲什么呢
What did he say
他说算了不必再见证人
Never mind we do not need any witness now
够了够了他自己讲亵渎上帝的话
It's enough with only he blasphemed God
人怎么说自己是上帝的
How can man say that he is the God
上帝的儿子怎么是个有身体的人
How can the son of God be someone who is human
你们自己亲耳听了
You heard it with your own ears
他亵渎上帝
He blasphemed God.
他该死。
He to be condemned.
那么该死要处死他了。
So he was condemned. He must kill them.
但是诫命说不可杀人。
But the law said we shouldn't kill.
你知道他应当死。
So he should die.
但是又不敢杀他。
But they dare not kill him.
所以把他们把他带到比拉多。
So they brought him to Pontius Pilate.
所以这些犹太人。
So all these Jews.
上个礼拜我已经对你们。
Last week I told you.
他们是做贼心细的。
They are the ones who are the thieves.
他们愿意 耶稣死。
They want Jesus to die.
他们盼望他快快死。
They hope they could be killed.
但口又不这么讲。
But they did not say it.
所以比拉多，你们自己处理他吧。
So Pontius Pilate, you deal with him yourself.
他说我们没有权柄杀。
We don't have authority to kill.
比拉多没有叫他杀。
Pontius Pilate did not ask him to kill.
只有说你们自己处理他。
Pontius Pilate, you deal him with your own way.
所以他们做贼心虚啊，不打自招。
But because they want to kill, that's why they exploit themselves.
他说我们没有权柄杀。
And then they say that without authority to kill.
所以把他交给你，让你去杀他。
So when they commit him to you and you kill him.
但是这一段圣经你看见几次记载比拉多的心情？
But here you see that a few times recorded the mind of Pontius Pilate.
当他们对比拉多说，
So when he told Pontius Pilate,
因为他说是上帝的儿子，
Because he said that he is the son of God,
所以他该死，
So he must die.
那比拉多听了这句话就更害怕。
So Pontius Pilate heard it, he trembled.
你在这里看见什么呢？
So what we see is,
一个政治家也有害怕的时候。
Politician, even a time whereby they are frightened.
比拉多是犹太的巡抚，
Pontius Pilate is the governor of the Jews,
或者是犹太省的省长。
Or he is the governor of the province.
比拉多是直接从凯撒皇帝给他的这个命令。
Directly he was commissioned by Caesar.
所以他是权力在那个地区里面最有权柄的人。
So in that place is one with the highest authority.
最有权柄的人有害怕。
The one with the highest authority now feel frightened.
比拉多为什么害怕？
Why is he frightened?
因为他知道耶稣是真正诚实的。
Because he knew that Jesus was an honest man.
而耶稣基督是完全没有罪的。
And totally he has no sin.
这个又无罪又诚实的人讲的话一定是有分量的。
A one who is sinless, one who is honest, the thing he said must be weighty.
你们做人经验慢慢多起来以后，
When you have more experience in life,
你们就知道有一些人话不必听的。
You know there's some words you don't even have to listen.
他怎么讲多大声也没有用。
No matter how loud they say, it's no use.
因为他们根本不是诚实的。
Because they do not come from an honest heart.
还有一些人讲的话是算数的。
And for them, people who say and it is,
他讲一字就是一字，讲一句就是一句。
When they say one statement, that's one statement.
因为他每一句都是凭着真正生命的责任感讲。
Because every statement coming from the life responsibility.
这样的他查了耶稣。
Then when he check up Jesus,
他查不出耶稣有什么罪。
He couldn't find what crime he has committed.
这个听见犹太人说，他说他是上帝儿子。
Now that they heard the Jews say that he said that he's the son of God.
所以你看哦。
So you see,
犹太人听耶稣说我是上帝的儿子。
The Jews heard Jesus say, I'm the son of God.
他们就恨他。
So they hate him.
他们就想杀他。
They want to kill him.
但是这个罗马人听耶稣说他是上帝的儿子。
But when this Roman heard that he said that he's the son of God.
而不是耶稣自己对比拉多讲。
Not that Jesus told Pontius Pilate himself.
是祭司们引用耶稣的话对比拉多。
It's this, the priest that entice Jesus to say that.
比拉多就越发惧怕起来。
So this Pontius Pilate was frightened.
所以这样的这个人又是王又是上帝的儿子。
So this man is a king and also is a son of God.
如果他是王，
If he is the king,
他是得罪罗马帝国，我可以处死他。
Then he go again, rebel against the Roman Caesar, I can kill him.
但他已经对我说他的国不属于这世界。
But he already told me that his kingdom doesn't belong to the world.
所以呢，他根本不构成罗马帝国的威胁。
So he become not a threat to the Roman Empire now.
我就根本不需要惧怕。
So I don't have to be frightened.
我也不会因为这个事来审判他。
It will not because of this I judge him.
所以我再查他有犯什么罪。
So I check what kind of sin he has.
这个查来查去没有罪。
But I check and check he has no sin.
这个很不容易的事情。
It's not easy.
如果人不找你的毛病，
If people doesn't want to find your troubles,
你什么都可以过关。
You can go through everything.
如果人要找你的毛病，
If people really want to find your fault,
一定一大堆的把柄会给人家抓在手上。
There will be no fault that could be found.
所以比拉多用他把耶稣当作囚犯来找毛病的时候，竟然没有找到一件的毛病。
So using Jesus as a criminal, he tried to check his fault, but he couldn't.
所以比拉多说，我查不出他有什么。
So Pontius Pilate, I cannot find anything in him.
三次说。
Three times he said,
我查不出他有什么。
I cannot find what sin with him.
第一次是自己对他，我查不出他有什么罪来。
The first time he announced, I couldn't find what sin he has.
第二次是把耶稣带出来。
The second time he brought Jesus out.
看这个人。
Look at this man.
我查不出他有什么。
I couldn't find what sin he has.
那么他们听这话呢，他们一点不感觉到可怜耶稣。
So when they heard this, they did not pity Jesus.
比拉多用各样的办法都没有办法。
Pontius Pilate, whatever way he used, there's no way.
在这以前呢，
So before this,
比拉多呢，把一个强盗拉出来。
Pontius Pilate brought a robber.
根据你们的要求。
According to your demand.
每一年逾越节。
Every time at the feast.
我为你们释放一个人。
I want to release a person for you.
In the day of Passover. Passover.
In the day of Passover,
I am required to release one person for you.
在逾越节的时候，我必定为你们释放一个囚犯。
Now,
现在
today,
今天
I'm going to release Barabbas for you.
我要把巴拿巴为你们释放。
我要把巴拉巴放给你们。
我 Barabbas is released to you.
你们看怎么样呢
？Look, what do you think?
你们要巴拉巴呢
？Do you want Barabbas?
或者要耶稣呢
？Or Jesus?
他们竟然大声呼喊说
，And they shouted and cried.
我要巴拉巴。
We want Barabbas.
我不要耶稣。
We want Jesus.
巴拉巴是一个强盗。
Barabbas is a robber.
所以你看见可怕不可
？So you see, so terrifying.
这些敬拜上帝的人，他们宁愿要强盗。不要上帝了。
These people who worship God rather they want the robber and do not want the Son of God.
这给我们看见许多的宗教里面有许多假的领袖。
So we see that in many religions there are false leaders.
宗教可怕到一个地步。
And the terrifying of this religion is
使一个假的宗教领袖敢做比无神论的人更大的罪恶。
A false leader of religions could even commit crime that's more heinous as compared to the atheists.
我相信上帝从天上看下来。
When God looked up from heaven,
他看见犹太人抓耶稣。
He said Jews captured Jesus.
他看见他们把他带到比拉多面前。
And brought him to Pontius Pilate.
他们看见他们控告他。
And they prosecute him.
当上帝听见他们讲话。
So when God heard what they pursued,
我们没有权柄杀他，但心里要杀他的时候
，we don't have authority to kill him, but in the heart they want to kill him.
上帝的心非常痛苦
，God's heart was so saddened.
第二次
，the second time,
上帝听见他们亲口讲
，God heard them saying with their own lips,
把他钉十字架，把他钉十字架
，nail him on the cross, crucify him on the cross.
上帝的心更痛苦
，all the more God suffered in heart.
上帝的听见的犹太人讲
，when God heard this Jew saying,
释放巴拉巴，我们不要耶稣。
Release Barnabas, we do want Jesus.
上帝的心好像被刀刺破一样。
His heart was like cut by a knife.
这还不够。
Not enough that.
比拉多把耶稣带进去。
When Pontius Pilate brought Jesus inside,
他说你回答我吧。
You reply me now.
你回答我。
You answer me now.
耶稣不回答。
Jesus did not answer.
那比拉多现在生气了。
Pontius Pilate got angry now.
为什么呢？
What is it?
因为他说我是有权柄的人，你敢在我面前我。问你，你不讲话。
He said, "I'm the one with authority and ask you the then not to answer."
然后他讲什么话呢
？What did he say then?
你不知道吗
？Don't you know?
我有权柄释放你。
I have authority to release you.
我也有权柄把你钉死。
I also have authority to crucify you.
你不听我的话。
If you don't listen to me,
你不回答我。
If you don't answer me,
你到底要我怎么办呢
？Now what way you want me to deal with you?
啊，这是做官的人常常有的口气。
This is something that comes from an officer.
这是很多有权威的人常常用的办法。
Many people have authority when dealing in this manner.
就是用玩弄权力的办法叫人听他。
To play with the authority, to force people to listen to them.
你不听我，我就捉弄你。
If you don't listen to me, I'll deal with you.
因为我有权柄。
Because I have authority.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear sisters,
罪人就玩弄权柄。
So sinners want to play with the authority.
那耶稣是不是糟糕了？我如果不小心不回答，等下我就不能被释放，所以我就快快照他的意思回答，是不是这样
？Would you say be frightened, say that if I don't answer according to what he wants, would I then be condemned?
耶稣在这样困难的时刻
，In this most difficult time,
他真的开口讲话了。
He opened and said,
你问他你做了什么错事，他不回答。
You ask what have you done wrong, he never answered.
你问耶稣你讲了什么错话，他也不回答。
If you said what wrong have you done, he never answered.
但当比拉多问着，你知道不知道我有权柄办你
？When Pontius Pilate asks, do you know that I have authority to deal with you?
我可以叫你活，也可以叫你死。
I can let you live or die.
耶稣怎么回答呢
？How did he answer?
耶稣回答了。
This answer now.
耶稣如果不是从上头给你的权柄，你就没有办法，也没有权柄办我。
If it's not the one from above who gives authority, you don't have authority to deal with me.
天下没有一个人像耶稣这样的勇敢讲话。
Not even a single one upon the whole world would dare to say like Jesus said.
他把自己的生死度外。
He did not care about the living or death.
把自己安危撇下。
Or danger or safety, he doesn't care.
把自己利害关系不顾。
Whether his own benefit, he doesn't care.
因为他来就是要舍命。
Because he come to renounce his life.
来就是为你为我死的。
He come to die for you and for me.
所以耶稣讲的只有实话。
So Jesus said true words.
你不要以为 你有权柄大于我。
Don't think that you have authority to deal with me.
若不是我父天上给你权柄，你没有办法处理我。
If it's not my father from heaven who gives you authority, you don't have authority to deal with me.
那普通的人呢
？Ordinary people.
如果下面敢这样讲，他一定打他七八掌。
If people can say that, and they will slap them.
但是比拉多不讲，
但是比拉。
不回答
didn't answer.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他知道这个人跟所有的人不一样
He knew that this man is different from other men
到底比拉多里面到底想些什么没有人知道
What did he think in his mind? Nobody knows
何况在马太福音记载
In Matthew it recorded
他的太太叫人打一封信给他
The wife asked the servant to send a letter to Pontius Pilate
对比拉多说我的丈夫啊你不要处理耶稣这件事。
And she said, "My husband, don't deal with this man, Jesus Christ."
因为他昨天做梦。
Because last night I have a dream.
梦见一件很可怕的事。
Something terrifying.
所以他呢，把这个事情告诉他的丈夫。
So she told this thing to the husband.
那么在 Mel Gibson 的电影里面，这个比拉多太太一直出面，一直出面，根本圣经不是这样讲的。
In Mel Gibson, this Pontius Pilate wife kept appearing, but the Bible did not record that.
所以呢，比拉多可能受了他太太的梦影响。
And it could be that Pontius Pilate was influenced by the dream of the wife.
他亲自见耶稣的知道这个人跟所有他认识过的人都不一样。
So when he saw Jesus personally, he knew that he is different from others.
所以比拉多更困难。
So all the more he was in dilemma.
圣经中他就想要释放耶稣。
And the Bible says, you want to release Jesus.
我上个礼拜对你说，比拉多不是要真理。
And last week I said that Pontius Pilate did not want truth.
因为经过400年的哲学历史。
Because down the history of the philosophy for 400 years.
到了比拉多或者世界上的时代。
When it comes to the time of Pontius Pilate.
根本对真理的存在已经怀疑到底。
And they are so skeptical about the existence of truth.
怀疑派的人占有最多的知识分子的百分比。
So the skeptics occupy the most higher proportion of the intellect.
很可能比拉多就是这一派的哲学思想家。
It is possible that Pontius Pilate belongs to this group.
所以他说 ,What is truth?
什么是真理他说
,Is it truth?
是真的真理吗
?Does truth exist really?
真理真的存在吗
?What is truth?
什么是真理
他根本不相信。
He doesn't believe.
他不相信真理。
He doesn't believe in truth.
为什么呢
?Why?
这样好的人会抓到这里来一定没有真理的。
Such a good man could be captured to me. There must not be truth.
不相信真理的人不一定不相信有好人。
So he who doesn't believe in truth would also believe that they are good men.
所以呢他认为耶稣是好人。
So he believed that Jesus is
a good man. 我虽然不信真理
Only that I don't believe in truth.
我最好释放他
I must release him now.
但是呢
But then
当他要释放他的时候
Before he wants to release him
他说把他释放掉了
I want to release him now.
这句话呢犹太人听见
And the Jews heard it.
所以呢犹太人呢
The Jews
就马上反过来讲一句话
And quickly they rebuttal.
如果你释放他
If you release him
你就不是该杀的忠臣
Then you are not a faithful servant of Caesar.
如果你释放耶稣
If you were to release Jesus,
把一个犹太人的王释放掉
A one who called him the king of the Jews, you release him?
你就是让罗马帝国有背叛的事情发生不处理
Then something rebellious in the Roman Empire, you did not deal with
it. 一定要把他定死掉
You must crucify him.
哇你看见比拉多一生最大的压力就在这里
So Pontius Pilate faced the most higher pressure in his life.
他现在真的不知道要怎么处理、就是、
So he doesn't know what to do now.
这以前的比拉多鞭打过耶稣了
Before that, Pontius Pilate whipped Jesus.
当然不是比拉多自己鞭
Not he himself whipped
it. 因为这些鞭呢是罗马帝国羞辱外邦人的做法
Because this way is the way that they want to insult the Gentiles for Romans.
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
凡是不是罗马的人
Only for those who are not a Roman citizen.
外族的人
The all Gentiles.
你都可以羞辱他
They can insult them.
给他凄惨的死
And also they will troubles are punishment.
但是
But then,
如果你鞭打一个罗马公民
If you were to whip a Roman citizen.
你就犯法
Then you go against the law.
因为罗马帝国的人罗马公民
Because the Roman Empire feel that the citizens of Romans
是最光荣的
They are the most glorious
不可欺负的
They could not be oppressed
不可侮辱的
Could not be insulted
所以鞭打是鞭打外国人
So the whipping only comes from foreigners
钉十字架是钉外国人
To crucify only the foreigners
你不可以用鞭用钉把罗马人刑罚
You cannot use a whip of the cross to punish the Roman citizens
所以保罗被鞭打以后呢
So Paul after he was whipped
他就说我是罗马人
He said I'm a Roman citizen
那个长官就吓死了
And that officer
糟糕了
Right now
我打了罗马人
I whipped a Roman citizen
原来保罗是罗马公民
Paul was a Roman citizen
所以呢保罗的罗马公民 使他可以免受很多侮辱性的刑罚。
So with this Roman citizenship, Paul can escape from many of the insultive punishment.
但是保罗一穿犹太人的衣服
，But Paul put on the attire of the Jew.
保罗在犹太人中间讲道
，Among the Jews who are preaching.
所以他被鞭打的时候
，So when he was whipped,
他们以为他是犹太人
，They thought that he was a Jew.
才后来才知道打错。
Then they thought they make a mistake. No,
鞭打耶稣基督是绝对不会打错。
But they were not making a mistake in whipping Jesus.
因为耶稣不是罗马公民
，But he's a Roman citizen.
耶稣是犹太人
，He's a Jew.
是犹太人自己把他带来给比拉多审判。
He's a Jew that brought him to him to be punished.
所以比拉多就叫人鞭打耶稣。
So Pontius Pilate asked people to whip him.
那现在我要告诉你们的事情。
Now what I want to tell you is,
你们看世界历史最伟大的图画家都画过耶稣被钉死的样子。
So many of the great painters have painted Christ's crucifixion.
Rembrandt 画了。
Rembrandt has done it.
Peter Paul Rubens 画了。
Peter Paul Rubens has done it.
El Greco 画了。
El Greco has drawn it.
Velasquez 画了。
Velasquez has done it.
还有这个 Riviera 画
，Riviera also have done it。
还有许多伟大的图画家
，many of great painters
都画了耶稣被钉十字架。
They have drawn Jesus crucifixion。
他们画的时候
，when they drew it，
画的非常好的身体
，a very beautiful body。
只有两个手被钉
，and the two hands are nailed。
肋旁被刺，
然后 so the side was pierced。
有血从钉痕的洞流出来
，the blood that oozes out from the wound。
但历史上只有一个德国人
，there's only one German in the world。
这个叫做 Matthias Grunewald。
Matthias Grunewald。
Matthias Grunewald。
And this person
是一个非常非常特别的人。
He's a very special painter。
虽然他的图画不是在最大图画家的里面。
Even though his painting is not listed among the great painters,
但是
but then,
他是最伟大的图画家之一。
He is one of the greatest painters.
不是从他的艺术来肯定的。
Not from the artistic confirmation.
乃是他从艺术所表达的表情跟对圣经的真正认识来被肯定。
But from the understanding of the Bible for expression in an artistic manner.
因为他画耶稣受难的时候
Because when he drew the passion of Christ,
不像你们看的这一张身体完美的不得了。
Not like what you have seen here.
当 Matthias the Grunewald 画耶稣受难
When Matthias drew Jesus' crucifixion,
有一点像 Mel Gibson 的这一篇电影。
Like Mel Gibson's film,
全身都是伤。
The whole body is injured.
为什么说这个比较合圣经？
Why say we say this more biblical?
罗马的鞭呢？
Because the whip of the Romans
是有铁钩在前面。
It is with an iron hook.
所以每一个鞭都有很多的铁钩。
So every whip have iron hook.
当这个鞭打下去的时候
，When he is being whipped,
就插到肉里面。
Then it pierces the flesh.
要再打第二次的时候
，They want to pull out and the second whip.
一定要先拉出来。
It must be pulled out first.
当你拉出来的时候
，So when you pull it out,
肉就一块一块的给它勾出来。
One by one, this flesh will hook out.
血就如水流出去。
And then this blood will ooze out.
那么罗马兵打人的时候
，So when the Roman soldier when he whip,
一次打要40次。
The one's whipping is 40 times.
现在这种传统到新加坡还有。
This kind of tradition now we still have in Singapore.
我不知道这个马来西亚有没有，有吗？也有的。啊，这个是罗马统治过英国，英国。帝国到现在就从罗马传统传到现在几千年了。
Because the Roman Empire has ruled the United Kingdom and passed from the United Kingdom to us.
那么前几年呢
？A few years ago,
有一个美国的孩子
，There was an American boy
在这个新加坡用喷漆开玩笑，把人的车弄得乱七八糟。
In Singapore, he had a graffiti for the cars.
别人告到法庭去
，and people sued him to the court.
结果呢，新加坡政府决定鞭他。
And Singapore government has now want to whip him.
有谁还记得这个孩子名叫什么吗？啊，你们都不知道哈，刚刚几年都不知道了。
A few years ago.
我是因为年纪大所以忘记，你们年纪轻也忘记了。啊，这个人姓费，我不记得他 Michael Fee 或者是 Fee。
Michael Fee。
是 Michael Fee。
Michael Fee。
他被鞭打的时候呢
？So when he was whipped,
他知道这是美国人在亚洲受羞辱的时候。
He knew that he is American who is being insulted in Asia.
他就请爸爸到新加坡大使馆去求情，好不好
？So he asked the father to flew all the way to Singapore embassies to appeal for him.
他的父亲以为美国人多么厉害，怎么可以随便乱打？我美国人吗
？His father was thought that we are American, we are great.
所以呢，就在道馆那边说。
So in the newspaper, he said,
新加坡怎么还可以这样打人
？How can Singapore have this kind of punishment?
我的孩子不过是拿一个漆喷来喷漆罢了。
My son only have a graffiti.
最多的赔钱把漆把它擦掉就好了。
We just pay the fine and clean the paint.
新加坡的大使馆说不行。
And the Singapore embassy said no.
我们的法官定了怎样就是怎样。
Whatever I'll just say, it'll be done.
那么结果呢？他气得要命。
So he was so angry.
他去再告诉他们的省长。
So he told the governor.
后来告到白宫里面去。
And later on, even to the White House.
Clinton 总统自己出面。
And Clinton himself said something.
他就跑到新加坡，对新加坡大使馆的，请你帮忙，那个孩子很可怜。不要鞭打好不好？因为他是美国人。
So now he called up Singapore and embassy and said that please have pity on this boy and don't punish him by whipping.
总统出面了。
The president who split on his behalf.
新加坡是管你总统啊，饭桶。
Singapore said I don't care.
我新加坡做的事就是这样。
Singapore have passed a judgment and that it is.
所以照样打。
So he was whipped.
那个是美国人很失面子的意思。
So that was the one that America has no face.
这件事情我很赞成新加坡。
And this thing I agree with Singapore.
不管你美国不美国。
No matter we are American or not.
立法就是立法。
The law is law.
所以法官定的事情。
So whatever just say.
就照打了。
You must be whipped.
那后来呢，打这个报纸登出来我们才知道。
And later we published the paper, then we knew.
打的时候呢。
When he was whipping.
不可以随便打的。
You cannot whip me anybody.
有规矩的。
There's a rule for
it. 因为你打错了你也要被打。
If you whip wrongly, you'll be whipped now.
所以打的时候呢。
When you whip.
鞭下去不可以碰到头。
You cannot touch the head.
也不可以碰到颈项。
Not the neck.
也不可以碰到脚。
Not of the leg.
只可以碰到背跟屁股。
Only the back and also the buttock.
而且打下去的时候。
So when they whip.
只有一次。
Only once.
一次。
Once.
拉起来的时候。
Put it out.
一定要出血。
It must be blood coming out.
一定要出血。
There must be blood.
不可以不出血。
There must be blood.
因为如果你说我打。就是全身这样
子。You say you whip and whip lightly.
那好朋友随便乱打一下。
Whip friend, we whip it.
那你是犯法的。
Then you go against the rules.
打过头，犯法。
If you whip more seriously,
打不够
，not enough also.
所以一边的时候呢
，So when you whip once,
血一定要流出来。
There must be blood.
那么几边是法官定
？So how many whipping will come from the judge?
罗马人对判过罪的人是40鞭。
So to Roman government for those who have committed crime, 40 whips.
一个鞭呢，不是一只啊。
So it's not just single rows.
是好几条
Many rows.
每一条都有很多的切钩的
And every single string have hooks.
是一边下去拉出来边下去拉
And pull and pull.
40次啊
40 times.
真的可以全身伤到血流到满身
So the whole body could be wounded and with blood oozing out.
所以呢这些你们今天看的这个照片是很好看不忠实的
So what you see here is very good pictures, not a true picture.
真正忠实的就是那一个呢Matthias Grunewald 的那个图画
The true one is come from Matthias
他一共画了三张
He has drawn three
一张这么小
One is so small
还有一张这么大
One is this big
还有一张更大
And what is bigger than that
是放在德国一个礼拜堂的这个讲坛的后面
It's put at the back of a rostrum of a German church
那个叫做 Outerpiece 讲坛的这个画
It's called Outerpiece
那我自己看过了三个里面的一个在华盛顿。
Now I've seen one of the three in Washington.
我站在这个图画的面前。
I stood before this
painting. 我站了许久许久。
For a long time I tarry there.
我一直要流眼泪。
I want to shed my blood.
这是 Mel Gibson 的这个电影。
My tears.
我真的流了很多的眼泪。
When I watched this film, actually I have a lot of tears.
我常常在各地方讲这句话。
And many times in many places I say this.
我再讲一次。
I say one more time.
一个人灵性的基础。
The foundation of a man's spirituality
就是他对基督受苦了解到什么
is how much he understood of the suffering of Christ Jesus
一个人信仰的基础
and the foundation of one's faith
是他对上帝启示的真理怎样的信怎样的顺从
it is how much that he believes and obedient to the word of God
一个人对主的爱的程度
and also the degree of person's love to God
就建立在他对基督受难所明白的感受程度到什么地步
His father how much he feel for the passion of Christ
所以呢比拉多叫耶稣给人鞭打以后
So then Pontius Pilate when he asked to whip Jesus
耶稣已经是血肉模糊的
Jesus already so much injured
犹太人还说不够
The Jews said not enough
还要把他钉十字架
He must be nailed on the cross
把他钉十字架
Crucified the cross
就在这个时候
At this moment
耶稣基督安安静静
Jesus was silent.
自己交在天父的手
And he placed himself in the hand of the Heavenly Father.
把他钉十字架
Crucify him on the cross.
如果你释放他
If you were to release him,
你就不忠于该杀
Then you are not faithful to Caesar.
然后最后
And finally,
比拉多竟然用一句很特殊的话 来讽刺来报复犹太人。
Pontius Pilate say a word that's very satirical to the Jews.
我可以把你们的王钉在十字架。
Can I crucify your king?
我把他钉上去的时候。
When I crucify him,
也就是说
，which means
你们的王是我的阶下囚。
Your king is my prisoner.
他如果讲了这句话。
If he were to say this statement,
犹太人商量，糟糕了！如果他一定是犹太人王给他定，那我们不是给他清寒的半死吗？
So the Jews say, if he were to crucify the king of the Jews, then we will be insulted by him now.
那么犹太人就给他清寒到这个地步。
So we are so despised by them now.
因为钉十字架是最羞辱的。
Because to be crucified is such a shameful thing.
钉十字架很多时候是赤身露体被。
Many times they're naked to be crucified.
最多是一块布绑住下。
Only with a clothing to hide it down.
这样羞耻。
Such an insulting one.
这样没有人性。
Such an inhuman one.
钉的人没有人性。
The one who crucified is inhuman.
被钉的人没有人权。
The one to be crucified has no
rights. 完全没有人权。
Completely without human rights.
那么如果是犹太人的王给他钉，为什么我们整个民族羞辱完了吗？
And the king of the Jews to be crucified, then we the Jews should be insulted.
所以呢，比拉多这个时候知道他受压太重，无法解决。
So Pontius Pilate saw now that he is so much pressurized.
他施一个妙计。
So he now had a trick.
我羞辱你的王。
I want to insult your king.
你要吗？
You want?
他们说什么呢？
You know what did you say?
他们忽然间讲一句最可怕的话。
Suddenly they say a very horrifying statement.
犹太历史里面最最最最最可怕的话。
Down in the history of Jews is the most horrifying word.
我们没有王。
We don't have a king.
我们只有该杀。
We have only a Caesar.
哎呀。他变成承认罗马帝国是他的帝国。
So now all this Roman Empire is the empire now.
一个人到心里要犯罪的时候，口可以乱讲。
One when determined to sin, he can say anything he likes.
一个人眼睛只看钱的时候
，When a man only see money,
什么都可以做的。
They can do anything.
一个人只看到钱
，When he only see money,
没有看到别的东西的
，Without seeing any other things,
他连人格都出卖。
They also sell their personalities.
一个人只看到自己的利益的时候
，If a person only to see his own profit,
他看不见真理
，He doesn't see truth.
所以呢，今天他为了恨耶稣
，So because they hate Jesus,
一定要耶稣死
，Want to crucify to death.
犹太人竟然讲了一句最可怕的话
，Those they say a statement which is more horrifying.
我们的王是该杀
，Our king is Caesar.
哎呦，上帝的心被刺透，没有比这句更深。
So God's heart is so much pierced.
Totally pierced.
完全被刺透了。
Absolutely pierced.
完全的被刺透了。
我的百姓。
My people.
我的百姓把我的儿子交给外邦人。
My people commit my own son to the Gentiles.
我的百姓要杀我的独生子，却要借刀杀人。
My people want to kill my only son and also to use the other's hand to kill.
我的百姓要强盗不要我的独生子。
My people want the robber and not my son.
我的百姓竟然要他死，不承认我是王。
And my people want him to die rather than to acknowledge me as a king.
其实，在别的福音告诉我们
，Actually, in other gospel it says,
比拉多三次洗手说，流这个人的血不在我的手中。
Pontius Pilate three times he was chained there to shed the blood of this man.
如果真的要把钉十字架，不是我犯的罪哦，这个人没有罪，我不应该杀他。
To nail him on the cross is not my sin because this man has no sin. I have no right to crucify him.
你真的要把钉十字架吗
？You truly want to nail the cross?
我可以钉你们的王吗
？Can I nail your king?
他如果被钉
，If he were to crucify,
与我无干
，Nothing to do.
因为我查不出他有什么罪。
I cannot find what's in with him.
犹太人讲什么话
？The two say,
流这个人的血
，To shed the blood of the
罪归给我们
，The sin come to us.
以及我们的子孙
and our descendants.
这句话实实在在
truly
是犹太人口里讲出来
It's what the Jews say themselves.
这句话实实在在是记得在圣经里
truly this word is recorded in the
Bible. 可惜 but 你在 Mel Gibson 的电影里面听不见这句
Unfortunately in Mel Gibson's film you can never hear this one.
为什么呢
Why?
因为犹太人
the Jews
知道了这篇电影以后
knew that this film
他们就全球犹太人起来反对
So the whole Jews in the world rose up.
结果呢
Finally,
Mel Gibson 跟他妥协
Mel Gibson had to compromise.
把这句话把它擦掉了
So this man was simple erased.
所以你们看的
So when it was a film,
跟圣经记载的
The Bible recorded.
有一些不一样的
Something is different.
世界无论多么伟大的影片
No matter how great films they have,
永远没有超过描写基督受难更伟大
forever, it will not be transcending to the description or the passion of Christ.
Mel Gibson 这么伟大的影片
，Mel Gibson 是 the great film，
永远不会超过圣经。
It will not surpass the Bible，
因为他不过是 in 这一本圣经才做那个。
Because he produced that film because of this Bible。
现在很多人以为这圣经很古老了。
Today a lot of people thought that this Bible is ancient。
讲神讲鬼，我根本不兴趣。
Talk about God and devil, I don't believe。
我告诉你啊
，I tell you，
你听不听啊
？Whether you listen or not，
你知道不知道？
Whether you know or not，
一定要你听。
But I want you to listen。
直到今天
，until today，
世界上最多被人卖、最多被人读。最多被人研究的圣经是这本书。
The book which most read and studied so is this Bible。
直到今天
，until today，
全世界最多人读的书是这本书。
The book to be mostly read by people in the world is this Bible。
这本书已经被翻译成1270多种语言了。
And this book has been translated to 1,270 plus languages。
差不多每一州、每一国、每一个大的民族都有。圣经的翻译
Nearly every continent, every nation, every big nation race that they have this translation of the Bible.
上个月我请一个 Wycliffe Bible Translation Worldwide Chairman 到我的教会做见证
And last week I invited a chairman of Wycliffe Translation, a person to come and read us in my church.
他们在印度又在翻译成200-300种印度的小部落的语言
In India also, they've continued to translate this Bible into the language of some small tribes.
这本圣经影响力大到什么地步
You know how big the influence of the Bible is?
Mel Gibson 就看这2-3章以后就做一个电影现在赚了$6亿啦。
And this Mel Gibson, he has only read a few pages of this book, he made a film, he has made more than 0.6 billion.
不是不是 ,620 million.
620 million.、
不没有那么多哈。620 million US 不是 ringgit 的我告诉你
620 million US not a ringgit
要乘 3.800
so you multiply by 3.8
当然这几张啊
only these few pages
就可以使一个人赚$6亿你说圣经伟大不伟大
that a person can make 620 million
那么你说我也拿来几张你赚不到钱我就不担保了
well I'll take a few pages whether you produce a film that can make money or not I don't know
这样的最后那一句话呢
so that last statement
就是说呢
he says
这罪归于我们
This sin comes to us,
以我们的子孙
and my descendants.
上帝在天上
God there up there.
看见
look at them.
听见这
Heard it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear brothers and sisters.
请问
I ask.
比拉多真的洗手了吗
Pilate, truly he washed the hands.
他真的洗干净了吗
Cleanly.
我告诉你
I tell you.
灰尘用水可以洗掉
You can wash your hand when it's with the dirt.
有一些东西很难洗
But there's some is difficult to wash.
你看我的手指黑的吗
You see my hand is dirty?
是不是夹到汽车的门了
Because it was a crab by the door of the car, no?
是不是给螃蟹咬到啊
Is it because of crab?
不是的
No
是不是给人打了
People beat me?
不是的
No
是不是石头砸到了
Or even a stone?
不是的
No
这是一种药水
A kind of this
特别强的药水
A kind of this what?
Chemistry
Chemistry
所以呢你进到里面以后呢
It's a chemical when you put it inside
你就差不多手3-4天才会洗掉
For 3 or 4 days
指甲要差不多一个月才能洗掉
And for the nail about a month before the stain could be removed
那么唐牧师你进到什么呢
What have you done
因为我们10多天以前
Because about 10 days ago
我们的这个普选
Indonesia with a polling
你们也是普选的对不对
You're the general election
那我们比你们更多化学用品
We have more chemicals compared to you
所以你普选完了你就要进
So after you have made your vote You got to dip your finger
如果你再到别的地方用别人的普选那去选就证明你是作这个你是作假因为你已经有了这个记号
So if you go to other places You cannot vote anymore
所以呢这个到今天我还洗不掉
So until today I cannot clear the stain
我不是懒惰洗澡的人
I take bath.
那洗不掉。
But I cannot clean it.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
灰尘用水洗得掉。
Dust you can wash it.
有的东西水洗不掉。
But some you cannot.
罪。
Sin.
用水洗不掉。
Cannot be washed by water.
所以我告诉你。
So I tell you.
青年人。
Young people.
不要随便做错事。
Don't do wrong things.
不要走错路。
Don't walk in the wrong way.
不要娶错人，嫁错人，入错行。
Don't marry the wrong wife and also in the wrong career.
一失足会成千古恨
Because you regret for your whole life
你不能说我不想你要现在想不要以后
You cannot say that I don't think about this thing But you have to think it now
事情发生以前
Before things happen
三思后行是智慧
Thought through and through and that's wise
我从前没有想现在哪里知道会变成这样你太迟了
You see, the pastor, I'm not sorry now. I have to do it. It's too late.
要有智慧的，我不是讲聪明啊。
Those who are wise.
很多人很聪明。
A lot of people are clever.
连很多猴子也很聪明。
Even many monkeys are clever.
连那个海豚都很聪明。
I said the 海豚 is clever.
我告诉你，海豚就是 flip。Flipper 也很聪明。
Flipper also are intelligent.
人家说人以后呢，海豚的 IQ 是最高的。
They say after many people say this flipper has the most high IQ.
猴子的 IQ 是很高的。
As a monkey also have high IQ.
狗的 IQ 也很高。
As a dog also.
好，我今天不谈那些。
We're not going to talk about that.
有机会另外谈好了。你做错了以后呢
？So when you done something wrong,
可能几十年痛苦。
Maybe that case you feel sorrow.
宁可事先多想。
Rather before that you thought through.
因为有一些是不能洗。
Because some of the things you cannot wash it.
比拉多用水洗他的错。
So this father want to use the water to wash his wrong.
这不归我。
This doesn't anything.
因为我查不出他有什么。
I cannot find what crime he has.
三次。
Three times.
查不出耶稣。
Cannot find what sin he has.
他以为洗手就。
He thought when he washed hands, that's it.
后来我们中国人就有一个成语叫做洗手不干。
And the Chinese have said that we wash our hands, we never do it again.
这个就从比拉多传下来。
It comes from Pontius Pilate.
因为中国历史没有什么洗手不干的事情。
Because in Chinese history, there's no such thing as you wash your hands, you don't do it anymore.
还是圣经的影响。
Well, it's influenced by the Bible.
我前不久呢，
some time ago,
看了一篇的 DVD.
I watched a DVD.
里面提到了这个苏联的王宫。
It mentioned the palace of Russia.
里面有一万件古埃及存下来的古董。
10,000 pieces of the antique come from the old ancient Egypt.
是 Catherine 大帝。
It comes from Catherine the Empress.
一直到二十世纪所收集的这些成果。
And also down the 20th century, what he has collected.
里面有一件。
And there's one piece.
他提到什么呢
？What he mentioned is.
他说呢，这个埃及人一年是30个礼拜。
For the Egyptian, in a year there are 30 weeks.
我们一年的多少星期啊？52嘛。
52。
埃及人是36个。
They have 36.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为埃及人
，For the Egyptian,
每个星期4天。
Every week is 10 days.
所以呢，360天就变成36个星期。
So 360 days have 10 weeks then.
那剩下的5天呢？
So then for the last 5 days,
闰年的时候才算。
When they leap years, they count it.
好，我们现在一个星期几天呢
？So for us in a week, how many days we have?
几天？什么时候开始
？7 days. When it begins?
孔子开始啊
？Coming from Confucius time.
我问你，在中国什么时候开始
？In China, when did it begin?
王牧师，什么时候开始？一个礼拜7天，什么时候开始？
So for a week, we have 7 days. When did it begin?
明朝呢？
Ming Dynasty.
清朝呢？
Qing Dynasty.
我告诉中国人，没有星期，只有月。
The Chinese have no week, but only have month.
所以呢，就是孩子满月，女人坐月就是月。
So that the full moon, they have also all this only month.
越说越旺。
That's the beginning of the month, the middle of the month.
所以中国人开店的，礼拜天开，拜六开，一直开。
So for the Chinese, they open the shop every day.
我告诉你
，I tell you,
一个礼拜7天。
For a week, we have 7 days.
我们很多中国人不知道什么时候开始。
The Chinese don't know where does it begin.
我相信是跟西方文化接触以后才开始。
I truly believe that it's only when it encounters with the Western culture then it begins.
很可能是五口通商以后。
Very possibly when the 5 ports were opened to the West.
那些外国人到中国做生意的礼拜天不开门。
The Westerners, when they come to China on Sunday, they close the shop.
慢慢，国际生意礼拜天都没有在做。
So slowly, international business do not have it on Sunday.
慢慢，好了，就每个人礼拜天不开门。
So then they stop business on Sunday.
所以礼拜天不开门。
So for Sunday, they close the shop.
表示我们承认7天里面一天是要休假。
Because we know that 7 days, one day we must take a rest.
那么呢？这个7天里面一天休假什么时候开始
？So for this 7 day, one day take a rest. Where does it begin?
罗马开始吗
？From the Roman Empire?
不是。
No.
巴比伦开始吗
？Babylonian time?
不是。
No.
什么时候开始？创世纪第一章开始，圣经的第一章开始。
Genesis chapter 1.
上帝用6天创造天。
With 6 days, God created heaven and earth.
第七天。
On the 7th day.
就定为安息了。
He figured Sabbath day.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
圣经对世界的影响太大。
The Bible has a great influence on the world.
今年是多少年？2000几啊
？This year is
2004。
2004。
什么叫做2004
？What is 2004？
是用什么的年历做2004
？What kind of calendar you use 2004？
你知道吗
？You know it?
从耶稣诞生开始。
From the time of the birth of Jesus.
你明白吗？
You understand now?
其实算更准，耶稣是主前第四年生的。
Actually, Jesus was born about 4 BC.
但是我们说 Anno Domino AD。
When you say AD,
意思就是说
meaning,
就从我主到世界上的日子开始。
It begins from my Lord's coming to the world.
所以2004。
So 2004.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们以为这本圣经是很简单。
We thought that this Bible is so simple.
这本圣经太伟大。
So great this Bible is.
所以你讲洗手不干，原来是从圣经来的。
So you say to wash your hand is coming from the Bible.
清洗天不做工，原来是圣经的规矩。
You rest on Sunday is coming from the Bible.
罪归于我们与我们的子孙。
So the sin comes to us and our descendants.
上帝不会因为你口怎么讲就给你成全。
God will not because you what say in your mouth that will come to us.
圣经说什么呢？
The Bible says,
父及子到三四代，上帝会讨罪。
The father to the son and the three or four generations, God will punish.
但是
But then,
如果遵守我律法的
If you would obey my commandments,
我就向他们的子孙守约施慈爱直到千代。
And I keep my covenant and bless the descendant until the thousand of generations.
换一句话说
Meaning,
神的怒气三四代
The wrath of God only three or four generations.
神的慈爱直到千代
But the mercy of God coming to us for thousands of generations.
千代什么意思呢
When a thousand of generations.
照犹太人的数算
According to the counting of the Jews.
一代是四十年
One generation is 40 years.
所以千代是四万年
So then this for this are 10,000 generations.
从人类有历史记载到现在。
So ever since there's a record of history of mankind.
巴比伦到现在才不到8000多年。
So from Babylon until today only about 8,000 years.
埃及才不到6000年。
Egypt 6000年。6 or 7,000 years.
中国不到6000年。
And China only about 6,000 years.
我们说的中国文化5000年，因为我们承认不到6000年，所以叫五千年。
We say the Chinese culture have about 5,000 years of history.
但是巴比伦有8-9000年。
Babylon about 8 to 9,000 years.
这个埃及的金字塔。
The pyramid of the Egypt
祖前几千年
is about thousands of years before Christ.
都是比我们中国更古的文化。
So this culture more ancient than Chinese.
圣经第一章
the first chapter of the Bible.
上帝创造亚当
when God created Adam.
第六天
the sixth day.
第七天
on the seventh day.
就是安息日
That's called Sabbath day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
my dear friends,
耶稣就要从十字架被拿下来
Jesus to be taken down from the cross.
因为那是安息日。
Because that's Sabbath day.
不准有尸体停留在十字架。
Nobody will be hung there.
虽然那个时候呢，两个十字架。
So there are two crosses.
在耶稣的旁边。
Beside him.
两个强盗。
Two robbers.
他们还没有死。
They did not die yet.
还在那里挣扎。
They were still struggle.
他们骂。
They scold.
咒诅。
They curse.
那些钉他的人。
Those who nailed him.
但是有一个呢。
There was one.
已经悔改了。
He repented.
他突然就悟到。耶稣是天国来的君王。
Suddenly he understood Jesus the king that comes from heaven.
所以他说耶稣啊。
He said Jesus.
你得过降临的时候。
When you have your kingdom.
求你纪念。
Please remember me.
耶稣在十字架上讲七句。
Jesus on the cross he says seven words.
第二句就是对他讲的。
The second verse uttering to him.
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly truly I tell you.
今天。
Today.
我与你。
You and I,
你与我
you and I and you,
一同在乐园
will be in a paradise.
所以基督在十字架上流血最先的赦免的就是这个大强盗
Jesus upon the cross the first blood that he shed it is this robber who got forgiven.
这里面的意义是什么呢
What's the meaning then?
表示没有一个人罪太大是上帝不能拯救的
Meaning that not a single one who sins so great that God cannot save.
无论你的罪多少
No matter how big a sin is.
连那强盗都能得救
Even that robber could be saved.
你也可以得救
You also could be saved.
这不是说上帝许可人做强盗
Meaning that God doesn't mean that God allow you to be robbers.
是说上帝愿意拯救像强盗这么大的罪
But that God is willing to save even a sinner as great as that robber.
因为上帝如此爱我
Because God loves us so.
到太阳下山以前
Before the sunset.
就是安息日快要来到了
That is where the Sabbath comes.
安息日的时候
It's the time of Sabbath.
不可以有尸首留在上面
You cannot have these corpses to be hung there.
啊，平常照罗马的历史一个人被钉在十字架上常常第三天才死有的到第五天还没有死
According to the Roman rules that those who are crucified on the cross will die only 3 or 5 days.
所以他们说
They say,
一定要拿下来
must take him down.
那么还没有死怎么办
But before he died
给他死
What a put,
他们就拿个大的斧刀啊
So they took a knife
砍价 两个强盗的腿把他砍断。
So they knocked the legs of the robbers.
这个砍断以后呢
，After they were broken，
那么血就从这个大腿那边就像水一样完全流光了。
And that blood will come out from the leg.
他们就死了。
And they died.
他们再把大的斧刀带到耶稣面前。
And they took his knife.
他们要砍的时候
，When Robert knocked，
看他不动了
，So no more movement。
所以他一定是已经死了。
He must have died.
后来有一个人说
，A person say，
他死了，为什么要砍？不必砍，已经死了，拿下来也不要紧了。
You don't have to knock him with a knife. Take it down.
那么试试看，真的死了吗
？To test whether he truly has died.
他们用一把枪就刺到他的肋旁。
So they use spear to pierce him.
当他刺下去的时候
，When you pierce，
水
，water，
跟血块一同掉下来。
And a cloud of blood came down.
根据医学现代的医学
，According to modern medicine，
不但是已经死了
，Not only they had died，
而且已经死了可能一两个钟头
，Maybe one or two hours already。
而且这死以前心脏破裂而死
，And even before he died， this heart was broken。
我们的主太痛苦
，Our Lord was so suffering。
但是他不是慢慢死
，He did not die slowly。
他是自愿突然死
，But suddenly he died。
这怎么证明
？How do you prove it？
因为耶稣基督在没有钉十字架以前
Before he was nailed on the cross，
好几次说他要怎样死
Many times he mentioned how would he die，
他要被人抓去
He was captured，
被钉在十字架
Crucified，
流血而死
Shed blood and die，
这三四次这么讲
Four times he said it，
而且不但如此
Not only so，
他还有一次说
One time he said it，
没有人取去我的命
No one took away my life，
是我自己愿意把我的命舍去
It is I who want to renounce my life.
我有权柄把我的命舍去。
I have authority to give away my life.
我也有权柄把我的命取回来。
I have authority to take it back.
所以他一定要复活。
So he must resurrect.
基督的死不是最后的。
The death of Christ is not the final end.
基督的死是一个阶段。
His death is a stage.
哦，死以后他复活。
Then he resurrected.
那么一个人怎么知道他是自愿死的呢
？How do you know he died willingly？
你说耶稣给人家抓去死，哪里是自愿死
？He was captured. How can you say that he died willingly？
耶稣在十字架上讲了七句话。
Seven words that he said on the cross.
最后一句是什么
？The last one is，
父啊
，Father，
我把我的灵魂交在你手。
I commit my soul to you。
圣经说他大声呼喊以后。就断气。
The Bible says that after he cried, then he died.
所以这什么意思呢
？What do you mean by that？
表示他的气力大到一个地方还可以喊。
Which means he was so strong that he could still cry.
有很多人看了 Mel Gibson 的电影以后
，Have you watched Mel Gibson's film？
一个人被打到这样流了这么血，一定没有死也死啊。
So a person after he been whipped, of course he will die.
他怎么还能够把这么重的十字架跟古尼奈的西门一同背到哥哥他山
？How can he carry this cross with Simon to the Golgotha？
答案是我刚才讲的。
The answer is，
他愿意生在木匠的家里。
He was willing to born in a carpenter's
home。做最劳苦的工作。
More laborious job he did。
把体力练到最壮的地步。
He trained himself to be strong。
然后用健壮无比的身体。
Then with a strong and healthy body，
担当最大的痛苦为你为我死
，to bear the greatest suffering for you and my behalf。
当他们刺的时候
，when they pierce him，
血块与水流下
，the cloud of blood and also the water oozes out。
他们说他真是死
，and they say that he has truly died。
把他拉下来
，and then pull him down from the cross，
放在坟墓里面
，and put it in the tomb。
太阳下山
，and then when it comes to time when the sun sets，
刚好。24 hours，
and just exactly is 24 hours.、
Later. This is the day.
这是神的日子。
This is the day the Lord has made.
这是神为我们所造的日子。
Let us rejoice in it.
我们要欢呼。
感谢上帝。
But we want to praise God for that.
犹太人以为我们胜了。
The Jews say that we are victorious now.
我们最讨厌的耶稣已经。钉在十字架上。
The Jesus we hate the most crucified.
比拉多以为我洗手了，以我没有洗。
Pontius Pilate said I wash my hands. Nothing to do now with me.
圣经说。
But what the Bible says is.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候。
At the time when Jesus was on the cross.
那六个钟头。
That six hours.
九点到三点。
From 9 to 3.
一共发生了七件神迹。
7 miracles happened.
神不出现。
God did not appear.
神不讲话。
God did not say anything.
其实这个时候是最需要上帝出现的时候。
This is the time that God should appear.
当耶稣受洗的时候。
When Jesus was baptized.
天开了。
So heaven opened.
父说：“这是我的儿子，我所喜爱的。” 你们要听他。
The father said that this is my son whom I'm pleased with. Listen to him.
当耶稣基督登山变相的时候
，When there was transfiguration of Jesus，
天开了
，The heaven opened。
父上帝说：“这是我的儿子，我是喜悦的，你们要听他。
”God the father said, "This is my son, I'm pleased with him. You must obey and listen to him."
那个时候，耶稣真需要天父为他做见证。
At that time, Jesus needed the father to testify on his behalf.
但是
，But then，
在十字架上时，耶稣最最最需要父做见证的时候。
Upon the cross, when Christ needed the most that God bear witness for him，
天父上帝竟然不做见证。
God the father was silent，
让他的儿子孤苦的死。
That is some like die in solitude。
所以第四句话，我的上帝，我的上帝。为什么你离开我
？So the first statement is that my God, my Father, why have thou forsaken me？
他问了以后，上帝也不回答。
And God didn't answer that。
因为那句话是等你等我回答的。
Because that statement wait for the answer from you and me。
你要回答说主啊
，You want to say Lord，
为了我的罪
，For my sin，
所以天父离开你。
So the Father leave you。
我现在回答。
Now I answer。
父为什么离开子？
Why is that father leave the son?
为什么让耶稣这样死？
Why is that Jesus died in such manner?
为了担当我的罪。
To bear my sin.
那么这个犹太人什么时候揪过来呢？
How did the Jew, when did they understand?
这七件神迹里面。
Upon these seven miracles.
Mel Gibson 特别把一件扩大了。
Mel Gibson magnified one.
就是地震。
That is the earthquake.
当地震的时候呢
？When there was an earthquake,
那些罗马丁兵开始救起来。
The Roman soldiers start to understand.
我所定的不是普通人。
The one I crucified is not an ordinary man.
但已经定完了。
But we never done a crucifixion.
大黑暗
，there was a great
大风的中间
，great wind，
地震的中间
，when there's an earthquake，
圣经说
，the Bible says，
有一个百夫长
，there is a centurion，
他说
，he said，
这真是上帝。
This truly is the Son of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
哥哥他山上上帝不露面。
In Golgotha, God the Father never appeared.
但上帝用很多方面来显出基督是谁。
He used many aspects to manifest who Christ is.
当地震以后呢
？After the earthquake,
那些犹太人走下去了。
The Jews left.
只有玛利亚
，Mary,
约翰
，John
还在十字架上。
Were there
behind
the cross?
他们等着。
They were waiting.
耶稣尸体被拿下来的时候
，When they took out the body，
他们就看着。
When they watched it，
有三个妇女清楚知道他被放在哪一个坟。
Three women knew that where was he buried.
等第三天耶稣复活的时候
，So the third day when he rose up again，
他们带着香料
，They bought this ointment，
他们要到坟墓里面去。
They want to go to the tomb。
他们发现天使对他们说，他不在这里。
They found the angel said, "He's no more here."
他已经复活了。
He has resurrected.
人类历史最伟大的事件就这样。成全的。
And the greatest event down in the history of mankind now is accomplished.
上帝拯救罪人的救恩就这样成全。
And the salvation of God to mankind is now accomplished.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
今天我要做结束。
Tonight I want to end.
后来比拉多怎么样，你知道吗
？You know what happened to Pontius Pilate?
比拉多过不久以后
，After some time,
犯了一些大的错误。
He has committed some big wrongs.
罗马皇帝把他革职。
Caesar also took away, removed him.
把他调回罗马帝国。
So he was taken back to the Roman Empire.
把他赶回他自己家乡。
Put now back to his home country.
提早退休。
So he took an early retirement.
度过他的晚年。
And to live his later hours life.
根据传统。
According to legend.
上个礼拜我跟你讲有四个传说。
Four legends.
有一个传说。
One of the legends is.
是很有境界性的。
Also with a warning.
比拉多年老的时候。
Pontius Pilate when he's old.
一直不能忘记耶稣的事情。
He could not forget this event of Jesus.
他变成一个神经病的。
And he was become lunatic.
在瑞士山上。
So in his mountain of Switzerland.
他的故乡里面。
In his home country.
他人看见他常常自言自语。
If people see that he was grumbling.
有时候两个手拿出来。
Mumbling sometimes he took two hands.
血。
Blood.
血。
Blood.
耶稣的血。
Jesus' blood.
他就从屋子里面跑出来。
And he ran away from his home.
抓住血。矮色的血
，and took out the snow white snow，
来洗他的手，
他就 wash，
血，有血有血，洗完了以后
，after washing，
就哈哈笑，干净了，干净了
，he left his clean，
他就进房子
，then he entered the room，
进去不久
，after some time，
又大喊大叫
，then he cried again，
耶稣的血
，Jesus blood， Jesus blood，
他才跑出来
，and ran away，
他又在用血来洗他的手
，took some snow to wash his hands，
进进出出
，and enter and go out， go out and come in。
到他死的时候
，even at time when he died，
没有得到权利
He was like that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear sisters,
耶稣的血
Jesus' blood
在十字架上流了
Upon the cross was shed for us.
耶稣的血
His blood
直到今天
Until today
洗净了千千千万万万的人
He washed away the sins of many, many, many.
请问
Ask,
你认识他吗
Do you know him?
你接受他吗
Do you receive him?
你相信他吗
Do you believe in him?
他爱你
He loves you
为你死
And die for you
愿主赐福给我们
May God bless us
可能我们像比拉多一样
Maybe we are like Pilate
有机会听到他
We have a chance to hear about
him 机会认识他
To know him
可是我们把机会丢失了
But we have cast away the opportunity
今天晚上
Tonight
愿主赐福你
May God bless you
给你认识耶稣基督
You will know Jesus
我们低头祷告
We bow our heads for you
当我们低头闭眼睛的时候
As you bow your head and close your eyes
有哪一个人
Anyone
你就主啊我